Welcome to the Faith Church Podcast. On this podcast, Pastor David Crank helps us understand that God's Word is still relevant and has all the wisdom and guidance to help us figure out the crazy ups and downs in life. If you want to hear practical and inspiring biblical teachings, be sure to subscribe so that you can hear the latest message every week. And wherever you're listening from today, we believe God is going to speak to you and bless your life. Here's Pastor David with the message.
Come on, give it up for our creative team. Come on, Florida, everybody. They're just so silly, but, you know, trying to make a great point. This weekend, we're talking a little bit about angels. Everybody shout angels. You know, when he's talking about power-ups, last week we talked about getting in a group. If you're not in a group, you need to get in a group. Don't do life alone. When you do life alone, you get sidetracked. In fact, the Bible said it's not good for man to live alone. It's not just talking about it's not good for a guy to live at a house. Come on, ladies, by himself. I don't need the music. But now we're moving on into week two, which is power-ups. Everybody shout power-ups. Power-ups. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. I got a little demonstration. They did another cool little trick. But you remember the story in the Bible with Daniel, and Daniel refused to do what society was asking him to do at the time, which they were saying, hey, you know what? Don't pray. In fact, if you pray, they came to the king and they said, oh, king, we need to make a rule because Daniel, they can't find any cause to jail him and get rid of him, but he prays three times a day out loud with his window open. And so they came to the king and they said, hey, we think we ought to make some kind of decree for the next 30 days that nobody prays to anybody but you. And being a vain politician, he said, that sounds like a great idea to me. Meanwhile, he didn't know that he was cutting off the informant that he needed, the information that he needed, the prophetic gifting on Daniel's life. And unbeknownst to that fact, he actually went ahead and allowed Daniel to actually go under this incredible battle that they actually decided, you know what, we caught him and he's doing it again because Daniel said, I might burn, but I won't bow. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that. And he's like, I'm not going to back off from the prayer. And so now they take Daniel and they throw him in not just a den of lions, but a hungry den of lions. How many of y'all think that's a big problem? And the king was so upset because he didn't realize that he made this decree against his friend, the guy that he loved. In fact, the enemy basically had played right into God's hand. The Bible said that no weapon formed against you will prosper. They were just sure this is going to get him. They threw him in, and guess what? The next morning, the king didn't sleep at all, even though he was in his royal palace. He couldn't sleep because he was so worried about Daniel. He came to the edge of the lion's den, and he said, Daniel, did your God save you? And he said, oh, king, live forever. Number one, he was showing honor to the powers that be. And then he said, my king has saved me. He actually said, he has sent his angels to protect me. Everybody shout, angels. Now, you know, you've heard a lot about this in your life, that you have guardian angels. How many of y'all have heard that as a child? You know, I got a guardian angel. How many like me and you've done enough dumb stuff to know you for sure got a guardian angel because you'd have been dead by now, right? The Bible said he will give his angels charge over you. These angels are real. Angels are real. There's angelic visitations that still happen. And I want you to be aware this weekend about the power-up possibility of angels. All through the Bible, we find out that Elizabeth is warned and actually foretold about the pregnancy that's going to happen by an angel. The angel showed up in the hungry den of lions with Daniel. In fact, some people say, well, maybe they weren't hungry. As soon as they threw their enemies in that morning, the animals ate those people. In fact, the thing that was going to destroy some people, like a bad economy or a setback, it would destroy the world, but not Christians. Christians have the anointing of God on the inside of them. It's protecting them. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise for that. And it's leading and guiding them. Psalms 103, verse 20, it says, praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones. Everybody shout, mighty ones. Mighty, mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord of the heavenly hosts. Praise the Lord, you angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding. Angels, the Bible said, excel in strength. We know we have guardian angels. Some people say, well, those guardian angels go away once you're adult. I don't think they do. I think they stay with you forever. And in fact, the Bible also says that some of us have entertained angels unaware. Look at your neighbor and say, are you an angel? In fact, how do we identify angels? Like, there are feathers on the ground, or there be little particles of angel food cake? No, 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 no. If you were around an angel, you would know it. If they showed up in a physical form. Most angels, just like there, with Daniel. The Bible doesn't tell us what happened, but I can only imagine that God opened the eyes to Daniel to see that he had protection. He certainly, most certainly, I believe, opened his eyes to the possibility of the lions going, hey, we don't want to deal with this. There must have been something ominous there. In fact, there are more angels because angels are supernatural created beings without a body that God created. And the Bible said they never die. So there are billions of angels throughout history that are still in the atmosphere. And guess what they're doing? Sometimes in the Bible, we'd see that 1,000 would fall over here and 10,000 over there. And it was just one person or two people fighting. They weren't fighting alone. There was a supernatural force with them stopping the enemy from taking territory over their life. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. Talking about power-ups. Praise the Lord. Psalms 91, you know this. It says, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even my Most High, my dwelling place, no evil will befall you, nor any plague will come near your tent or near your house. For he has commanded, shout it, why? His angels in regard to you to protect you, to defend you, and to guard you in all of your ways. To protect you, to guard you. God has sent these angels and they're protecting you all the time. In fact, I can promise you this, that there's been a lot of times in your life that you didn't know. The reason why you didn't slide off the edge of the cliff, the reason why the truck didn't hit you was because there was angels that was delaying you or delaying the truck or causing the car to stay on the road that's keeping it away. Come on, somebody ought to shout hallelujah. His angels, he'll give his angels charge over you. His angel, the Bible oftentimes says he's the God who has the angel armies. There's armies of angels. If you could open them up at all of our churches today, if you could look in your house, there's angels everywhere. They're surrounding you. Now we can't pray to angels. We certainly don't do that. In fact, we talk a little bit about that in Revelation. I brought my Passion Bible today so I could read it to you. In Hebrews, let's go there. By the way, Hebrews is where all women should probably put this above your coffee maker so it says Hebrews, not Shebrews, right? So he should go get the coffee. It doesn't get any better. Come on, somebody help me now. It says he's infinitely greater than angels, for he has inherited a rank and a name greater than theirs. It's talking about Jesus being greater than angels. Then it says, you are my favored son. Today I have fathered you. Then it says, let all my angels bow before him and worship him. Talking about angels are lower than God. Then verse 13 says, and God has never said to any of his angels, take a seat next to me at the right hand. So angels are not to be worshiped. In fact, if you notice in the Bible, there are certain places where, in fact, John on the Isle of Patmos, the angel was coming to him and ministered to him. And when he saw the angel, he began to bow down and worship him. And the angel said, hey, no, don't worship me, worship God. Because if you were to see a physical angel, it would probably be so holy and so magnificent and so wild, and you would feel the presence of God, that the tendency would be to worship. But the Bible said, no, that the angels of the Lord that excel in strength, that they're actually working for you. They're employees of you. In fact, you have millions of angels who probably are sitting around like at an unemployment line going, use me. Pray to God, send the angels for the resources to come, for the businesses to come. In fact, if you must know, what I'm teaching you right now is very deep. In fact, it's how I built the church. Years ago, Nicole and I were in Hawaii, and I was there, and the church had started growing. It went from like 200 to 2,000 people, and I remember God speaking to me, and he said this. He said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger, they'll not follow. Okay, and I know that. He said, I want you to pray that for yourself, that your sheep know your voice, and they'll stop following strange voices, that they'll hear you on the radio or hear you on television or hear you on the internet, and they'll go, that's my pastor. And I started praying that. Then the Lord spoke to me and said, did you know that there's such a thing as attendance angels? I said, no, I didn't know that. He said, I want you to start releasing attendance angels from the north, the south, the east, and the west. The Bible said that they're ministering spirits and that they would hearken to our voice. And I said, angels, right now in Hawaii, I speak to you to go to the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I just made up a number. I'm like, 100,000 sounds like a lot to me. So I release 100,000 angels right now today. God, I thank you that those angels are going and doing that. And within just a matter of a couple weeks, people were coming up to me going, something told me to turn on the radio and I heard you on Way FM or Joy FM. Something told me to change the channel and there you were. And when I heard your voice, I knew that's my pastor. I don't even know why I said that to you right now. And I thought, I do. God is confirming his word with signs following to let me know that my prayers activated my angels. Somebody ought to give God praise today. And it made the church grow and explode. I was praying again. This is dirty details, but business people would love this. As you might imagine, as the church begins to grow and you're on television, in fact, this week, 365,000 people, according to Nielsen, watched our program in Palm Beach County and St. Louis County. And we didn't ask for money. However, it costs a lot of money to be there. You might be watching us right now. And we never ask for money on television. Now, if you come here, we're going to ask. But I was praying, and the Lord spoke to me and said, do you know there's such a thing as financial angels? I said, I didn't. He said, you need to start releasing financial angels every day. So now, I didn't have a lot of employees, but I have more than I had before because I had more staff, so we had more resources, and the church was growing. So I said, God, I just thank you that my angels are going to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and they're causing men to give under the bosom of this ministry. I start releasing $10,000 and $100,000. And I even had the audacity to say, because nobody had ever given our church $1 million. I didn't know any millionaires. I said, somebody's going to give us $1 million. Within a matter of just a few weeks, those numbers started coming up. In fact, the one that almost floored me happened right here in this building. There's a big plaque on the wall that says the Hammond Center. Some guy said, I was praying and God just spoke to me to give this church $1 million. And I said, this is the big one, Elizabeth, I'm coming home. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today. I said, somebody ought to praise God today. It'll happen for anybody that'll use this resource in their life. Everybody shout, it can happen to me. Shout, it will happen to me. You're angels. You've entertained angels unaware. In fact, let's go back there to Hebrews in verse 14. What role then do the angels have? The angels are spirit messengers sent by God to serve those who are going to be saved. In fact, I think they might have it in the Amplified. If they do, put it up there. I don't have it memorized, but the Amplified phraseology I like better. It says, are not all the angels ministering spirits sent out by God to serve, accompany, protect those who will inherit salvation? Of course they are. Everybody shout, of course they are. So these angels are ministry spirits sent out by God to serve, accompany, and protect. There's something about angels going before you. And there's also something about angels accompanying you. My friend John Maxwell invited me to go to Panama with him. And when we were there, the traffic in Panama was absolutely crazy. You couldn't get anywhere without it taking hours because there are such little roads and so, you know, so much traffic. And I was wondering how we were going to get in this big van that they had. They had like some kind of limo van and they put John in it, me in it, and others. And as soon as we got outside, there was a police escort. And the cops were accompanying us and going before us and stopping all the traffic. John, I looked at him and I thought, is this normal? He said, it is for me. It's not normal for me. Usually the cops are chasing me. Come on, somebody. But these cops were out ahead of us and they were clearing the way, making everybody stop. And we were there with no time. I say that to let you know that your angels are going out ahead of you and they're moving things for you and they're bringing into reality the prayers that you have prayed. They're bringing in your resources. They're bringing in the favor. Come on, somebody. They're bringing in the employees. And so every time that we're praying, we need to pray to God in the name of Jesus. But we certainly, most certainly, should activate our angels. We should tell them, go get them, because they're real. I remember as a young boy, we lived in a little travel trailer and my dad at that point just was towing this travel trailer with the truck, preaching somewhere. And I don't even know where we were, but we were going up some slippery slope, maybe in Ohio. And I just remember that the truckers, they had CBs. Anybody old enough to remember CBs? Come on, raise your hand if it does. It's not too painful. Raise your hand. In fact, I'm 54. I'm not too old, but I'm not too young. I'm kind of in the middle. It's kind of like an iPhone 6. I'm not that fast, but I get the job done. Come on, somebody. Now, my dad now is going up the hill, and the CBs are saying, who's this crazy guy trying to take his travel trailer up the hill? Because the trucks were beside the road, and they were putting on chains to go up the hill. But my dad knew he had to get to the place that he had to preach. And I remember he was praying and praying and praying, God, help us. God, I thank you that you're going before us. God, I thank you that you're helping us. And then all of a sudden, the car wouldn't go anymore, and I felt it sliding backwards. It's an eerie feeling with a trailer behind you. And I remember my dad saying, I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that this thing is going to stop sliding backwards. God, I speak to my angels right now to come behind this car and push it up. And God is my witness. As a little boy, I felt the presence of God pushing that car up to the top of the hill. That happened, and I believe it was angels. Come on, somebody. He'll give his angels charge over you. They're sent to serve, to protect, and help. True story. There was Tulsa. And there was a convention going, Brother Hagin's ministry. And there was a girl there, a young girl, who was thinking about going to their college, Rainbow Bible Training Center. And she had went to the convention, but her parents had put her in a hotel. And somebody had been stalking her, watching her go in and out of this hotel motel where you kind of park outside. And she was in the shower. And all of a sudden, she felt the door open from the bedroom area to her shower. And she was in there. And this guy all of a sudden pulled back the curtain, and he had his pants off and was getting ready to rape her. And she had just heard a message by Norval Hayes on this subject that angels are sent on assignment to protect you. And she said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, and I call on my angels. And all of a sudden, he ran out the door naked, and somebody called the cops, and they caught him without his pants on. And they asked him, what made you run? He said, as soon as she started yelling, two big 10-foot tall guys were standing in the shower with him, and I thought they were gonna kill me. Come on, somebody, that's a true story right there. Somebody ought to give God praise today. He's here to protect you. He's here to guide you. He's here to lead you and direct you. There's a lot of possibilities in your life if you stop looking at the world through just the eyes of, I've gotta make a way. I've got to protect myself. I've got to supply my needs. And certainly we shouldn't just stay home and sit in, you know, the bed and watch Netflix and eat bonbons or whatever it is you eat. But I think that we should go out and do our part, but our part shouldn't be hard labor. Our heart should be towards the Lord, and our part should be saying, God, I thank you that you're sending your angels to protect me and to accompany me and to help me. It's how I built the church. It's how we've been directed. See, everything in your life that you need is probably gonna happen from the inside out. But right now, there's a lot of voices, and there's a lot of corruption, and there's a lot of confusion. In fact, in a few weeks, I just come up with an idea today. I'm gonna preach a sermon in a few weeks and I was down by the river thinking about how all these limbs are just floating down with the current. And I'm gonna put some kind of tube in the water and allow some of my friends to just float down the river, because it's easy just to float downstream. And then I'm gonna turn it around and try to swim upstream. Then I'll probably put some kind of motorized boat or something to help me forcefully, with the power of the Holy Spirit, go upstream. And my point will be this, that right now the whole world is confused about, well, I think women should be allowed in this bathroom, and I think I'm confused about my sexuality. I think, and our kids are confused. I'm here to tell you who's not confused. God is not confused. His word is not confused. And if you bring your kids to church, they won't be confused. This isn't political. This is biblical. Come on, somebody ought to give God praise today in his house. Oh, that's good preaching right there. Come on, somebody ought to shout. That's good preaching right there. Preach, preacher. Actually, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me to go back to Psalms 91. I left something out in verse 11. For he will command his angels in regard to you to perfect, defend, guard you in all your ways. What's it say? Of obedience and service. In obedience and service. Every act of disobedience puts us at a risk for Satan to bite us. Every time we open the door and say, oh, it's an open door in 24, but I'm going to keep doing what I want to do. Keep saying what I want to say. Keep hanging out with the people that the Holy Spirit's speaking to you not to hang out with. Every act of disobedience. So angels, it says, are there to protect you. And I believe sometimes, I know for a fact that they protected me when I was disobedient. Anybody else? I think that's God's just grace. But it is a dangerous place to be. In fact, a friend of mine, I just thought of it. He called me from California this week, texted me, and he said, hey, there's a girl at our church. She just got her pilot's license. It only takes 40 hours to have it. And he's asking questions about flying at a flying club. And I said, number one, don't fly with the girl if she only has 40 hours. Number two, don't fly with the girl if your wife is not flying with you, because you'll die of other causes. And I said, the next one is, don't go to a flying club and join a club until you find out all the service records on the plane. Because we don't know who's maintaining that plane, who's paying somebody under the table to sign off on that plane. In fact, the best way is to buy your own plane so you know that it's serviced right. My whole point is this. People always say, I'd never get on a little plane. Little planes kill people. No, little people kill little planes. Little plane never went up, killed itself. Come on, somebody. There's always some dumb box of rocks flying where they shouldn't fly in icing or some kind of weather. Or, hey, it ran out of gas. Does that make sense? I'm only telling you, his angels have the right to protect you. But I think sometimes we're really pushing the boundaries when we're disobedient. When we're disobedient. Is this helping anybody today? Power ups. Come on, raise your hand if it's helping you. Florida, you, RPC. He's given his angels charge over you who are obedient. Philippians 4:13, it says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's all shout that together. I can do all. Come on, shout it again. Why? All things through Christ who strengthens you. When God strengthens you, your business can make progress in rough times. When God strengthens you, you can actually fire up your motorhome or your boat and you're not worried about gas prices. When God strengthens you and resources you, you're not worried about sickness and disease because you know, hey, he's given his angels charge over me. Plus, I'm doing what I can. I'm eating right. I'm drinking my water. I'm taking my vitamins. I'm eating nutritious food. I'm not eating Big Macs. I know it's going to get quiet in here today. We're always praying over our food. You know, I can see us sit down with a Whopper and a big old fry. And we're like, God, sanctify this food in the name of Jesus. And the angels are like, that's not food, though. That's goo. Florida, there are people still here. We just lost them a little bit. So his grace is sufficient. And his grace is amazing. But can you imagine if you would use all your energies thinking about the goodness of God, praying about, oh, God's getting ready to do something big. Instead of saying, man, I give up and I'm mad and they didn't do this, so... In fact, I got a text a while ago on the way to church from a guy, and he was really upset with another guy that he said, I can't believe he calls himself a Christian because he didn't do what he said he was going to do. I don't know. I know both guys, and I do know the other guy certainly is a Christian. And I know this guy that texted me sometimes flies off and is a knee-jerk reaction. Gaslighter. Does anybody know what I'm talking about right now? So I'm sitting here going, hey, I think they're both Christians, but I think they're at different levels in the game. I think that maybe somebody has a bigger score than the other guy, and so they're thinking that, hey, I can't believe he didn't do it. Listen, if man disappoints you, God will not disappoint you, so you don't have to point fingers at what they didn't do. You can point fingers at him. Come on, somebody, at what he has done and what he's going to do in your life. I wish I had half a church that say amen to this today. Come on, give God praise today. Let's talk about powering up, man. In economy. You know, the guy that owns this, all these arcade games up here is my friend. In fact, because he's my friend, I made him put this big sign up here. He didn't want me to do this, but I wanted to do it. All these arcade games, not in Florida, but here, are brought to you by Amenities. Come on, somebody, there it is. But I've watched his company grow even in this economy. In fact, about a year and a half ago, when the economy was kind of heading the wrong way, and high-end furnishings, you would think, would stall out. I watched him because he's a believer, because his mom was the Assembly of God who prayed. I watched the seed of the Word of God that his mother planted in him a very long time ago start to say, I'm going to start speaking to things that are not as though they were. And next thing I know, they're building on to Amini's. They're in Chesterfield, that big copper dome. And so they're building on. I thought, what are you doing? What is he doing? He had me come over and he said, hey, we're getting ready to sell hot tubs and we're getting ready to sell saunas. And I'm like, that's great because I'm going to need one. But what you don't do in times of setbacks, in times of trial, is drawback. You push forward saying, God is on my side. His blood has been applied. Strength and mercy is coming into my life. Come on, somebody. His angels are going out before me, and I'm not afraid of going broke. I am concerning myself with God, who said, I'll meet all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I don't care how he does it. I just know he's going to do it. Somebody ought to give God praise today. Come on, clap like you mean it now. There's a lot of possibilities out there if you're a possibility thinker. But if you're always negative, I'll never lose the weight. I'll never be happy again. Our marriage is never going to overcome this. Our kids are never going to turn around. No, these are never lies. These are lies of the enemy to say never, never, never. You need to say, you know what? I'm never going to listen to the devil. I want to listen to God. And God on the inside of me, through my church, through a small group, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is leading me and guiding me and directing me in the way that we should go. Because see, if you're looking at the natural, you tend to naturalize everything that's happening in your life. In fact, I think they put a little a thing up here. I think they told me how to do this. Miss Pac-Man was my deal, and Pac-Man back in the day. Anybody remember these games? Here. So I think this will fire up. I want to show if you remember this game. You start playing this game. I'm pretty good at it, so I'm just warning you right now. This could go on a really long time. Watch, when I eat those power-ups, now, all of a sudden now, I can come after that which was coming after me. Come on, somebody ought to help me right now. And then I eat the next one, and I go and say, hey, you know what? I'm going after him. Now, I'm not going after the red one right now because, oh, Lord God Almighty. So now I'm coming back here, and I still got some power. Come on, somebody. And now I'm chasing that devil. I'm putting him to flight. I'm saying, no, it's going to work out. Got a little sideways there. Whoa, that was a close one. Come on. Oh, no. Now I'm out of power. What am I going to do? I'm out of power. Oh, man, don't you hate it when that happens? Hey, that wasn't bad. Come on, in front of all you people. It's a lot of pressure. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. But those little power-ups allowed me to overcome what was trying to overtake me. I'm here to tell you, you need to look at it just that way. You should never play Pac-Man again the same. You say, you know what? The greater one is on the inside of me. And yes, they said I got cancer. I say that's a physical manifestation. I'm not denying that I have it. I'm denying its ability to stay in my body because the Bible said with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. He said he sent his word and it healed them and delivered them from all their diseases. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah to this. By his stripes, we are healed. Everybody shout, I got it. It's a supernatural power up. The Holy Spirit will lead you and he'll guide you. I'm looking right now at, first of all, Mr. Meany, by the way, stand up. That's the guy right here that I'm talking about right here in the crowd. Okay. Beautiful man. And I was looking just a second ago at Eric Dewar and his family and watching as their daughter now is an accountant and she's an adult. But I watched her at my daddy's church when she was just a little kid grow up. And I watched now the whole family today as I walked into church. I looked and hugged them and said hello to them because we're loyal to each other. We've been family forever. In fact, if they ever leave the church, I'm going with them. You know, it's just the way it is. They've been here the whole time. But I've watched how their life progressed in health, staying married, and then their daughter raised up in the admonition of the Lord and is very successful in her own right. That doesn't happen by accident. A lot of the time, when the parents are successful, sometimes the kids will be entitled and they don't have the work ethic or they're not so hungry. But you got a lot better chance today when the world is confused. Raise your hand if the world is pretty jacked up in your opinion, right? So if the world is this messed up, if there was ever a time that there needs to be stability in your children's life. Get them in a group. Take them to Rev. Get them in the right people around them. Because as I always say, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. The devil has a plan for their life, but God has a plan for their life. If you think about the devil, he was a created being. He was an angel of light. He was the chief musician in heaven. And all of a sudden, angels have wills because he said, I will ascend above the heights of God. I will dominate in power. I will. So he had a will. And God said, no, not today, you know. And he rebuked him. And then now we know thousands of angels were thrown out of heaven that day and showed themselves to be demonic in a demonic force. The good news is there's more angels of light with us than the angels that defaulted and went with the devil. And so now we can know there's a strength on the inside of us, and you never have to be afraid of staying alone. You never have to be afraid of not overcoming. You never have to be afraid of not being resourced, not when you know that God is your provider, but he's going to use your words out of your mouth to hearken those angels and say, go get me that job. Give me favor on that interview. Come on, you all see what I'm saying right now? Bring the right person into my life. I'm almost done. Couple, maybe one more story at least. Raise your hand if you got time for one more story. Raise your hand if you got time for a lot of stories. Raise your hand if you wish the person next to you would keep their hand down. I gotta go, right? Something really weird happened a few years ago. In fact, if you've been around, you probably might remember me saying this. Me and Nicole and Ashton were in New York, and we were actually with Joel and Victoria doing some stuff, and then there was the afternoon we had kind of parted ways, and we were going to go see Hamilton, because Ashton, I've seen Hamilton like 9 times. I have definitely been in the room where it happens. And we were on our way, and it was raining, and then it started raining like crazy, and all three of us had umbrellas. And we passed this woman who appeared to be homeless, and she was there, and the rain was just pelting her. And we all were walking so fast that we walked right past her, and all of a sudden we all stopped, and I stopped, and I gave her my umbrella, and I got under their umbrella, and then we walked about 2 steps, and I said, we should have gave her money, and we turned around, and she was sitting there down, really old looking, took the umbrella, and as soon as we went, turned around, we looked back, and she was gone, and we all went, what was that? Where rain is flying down like crazy. And Ashton said, Dad, what just happened? Nicole said, what just happened? I said, I can only think that it was an angel, as crazy as this sounds, maybe testing us for some reason. I don't know. All I know is there's no way this older person all slumped over in that little area could have gotten up and been gone that quick. I believe it was an angel. And I'm telling you that angels, I don't want you to, you know, people are like, I saw an angel on the way home. He was dancing on the top of my car. You might need to back off the Delta 8. Come on, somebody. But the fact is, I shouldn't say that, because the fact is, the Bible did say that some of us have entertained angels unaware. Last story, and I'll shut up. My dad was up preaching. And I was probably only 12 or 13 years of age, and there was a guy who was a doctor, very educated man, and a professor at a college. And he was watching my dad preach, and he wasn't buying it. He said, I don't think God's real. He's just too smart for his own good. And all of a sudden, my dad's angel appeared behind my dad, about 10 or 11 foot tall, said this man. And he came up after church, and he said, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. He told the story of who he is and all his documents of what he's done and all his accolades. And I was basically an atheist, or at least agnostic. And then all of a sudden, I saw this angel as clear as I see you. What must I do to be born again? God supernaturally showed my dad's angel to him, and it caused him to repent. Wow. True story. The angels are real. I know, if you're a first-time visitor, you're like, whoa, there's a lot to take, and I get it. Give me a week or two, and maybe you'll realize that I'm not weird, I'm just unique. But I do believe that we serve a great big God. And you know as well as I do, he's shown up so many times that we know it's God. And I promise you, he showed up a lot of times that we didn't know he was there. And he saved us, redeemed us, provided for us, and strengthened us. And I know you're like myself. We ought to spend our whole life, come on, telling everybody, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is coming back. It's not just a game that we play. It's our life. And as a church, we've got to level up, power up, and do what God's called us to do. Come on, give God a great big praise today. We love you, Lord. God, we thank you, God, for your presence and your power that we feel at church today in such a prevalent way. God, I ask you to move in and out every row and up and down every aisle. There on Shiloh Road at the high school, and Royal Palm Beach Boulevard, and all the other campuses online. God, and I ask today that you would allow people to have a supernatural gift of faith to believe that those angels that were there protecting Daniel, that announced the birth of Elizabeth, Jesus, that those angels that excel in strength, that warn, protect, and serve, that we would start praying to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, that our angels would begin to move and bring in that raise, that promotion. Our angels would protect our children, even children that have went away and they're not acting right, God. I thank you that those angels are gonna go and they're gonna lead people. They're gonna bump into people like crazy. Angels should just move things around so they bump into another Jesus freak telling them about Jesus. They'll get stuck in traffic right behind a big old, you know, come to faith church on Easter that somebody didn't clean off their car forever, and there it is, and it's just another sign. They're gonna turn on the radio, Way FM or Joy FM, and hear something's happening at faith church. There's gonna be just so many things that the angelic host begins to move that it causes all of us to level up. Jesus, God, I just pray for our church today. God, our church is hungry for you. It's not just an online campus. It's not just somebody watching me on a video screen. God, they're not watching me at all. They're here to worship you. And may you be glorified in our life. May you be glorified in our hearts. Let's just take 1 minute, God. Just praise the Lord in your own way.